The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Bregman's first hit of the series. His on base is like close to 800, though.
It's crazy. Yeah. I mean, they're obviously being very careful with that dude, and they're not giving him a lot of pitches to swing at.
In the ninth inning the other night, he just missed that one.
Put yourself in the shoes of the Red Sox.
I'm not going to let him beat me.
Yeah. One of the other seven guys, because I'm not messing with George Springer.
Yeah, I'm not giving him anything to hit.
Make one of those other seven guys beat me.
Like, I'll make Gurriel beat me.
Yeah, if Correa beats you, okay. And
how excited are you for the NBA season?
I'm excited to see if the Rockets have made any improvement towards catching the Warriors. I'm a little bit excited to see LeBron in LA and what he does basically starting from scratch.
I'm curious what the Rockets will look like, although what they look like now is not what they're going to look like in April.
Right.
So I'll watch games. I'm not rabid about the NBA until it gets late in the playoffs.
You're not rabid out of your head.
Not out of my head.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number 3, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. Also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real. At Jon Snow with a 0, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. Miss the first 2 hours, that's some of what you miss. And we've been keeping you up to date on the Astros, who are still trailing 2-1 as we go to the bottom of the fifth, as Keuchel's righted the ship after that first inning. And
no doubt.
And is pitching very well. He's keeping them in the game, so now it's up to the bats to go get something. And Lamont, we just disagree on Watson. If you saw no regressions, he's regressed mentally. He's regressed in terms of how he's playing. And yes, injuries can have something to do with that, but if you didn't see any regression, you didn't see bad decisions, you didn't see a guy looking panicked because he was about to get hit again, okay, we just disagree. Let's move on to, let's do some early lines here.
Let's do it.
Gambling on.
All right.
By the way, Dallas, New Jersey, over 6 tonight is my hockey play.
Okay.
That's the only one I have tonight, so.
Wait a minute, I have Dallas's fantasy goalie.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Good luck. All right, here we go with, you want to start with colleges?
Yeah.
Here's one I like quite a bit. Sorry, John, did I bleep you up there?
No, you're good.
Oh, just kidding. Dallas starting a backup goalie tonight, so.
Oh, so Bishop's not starting?
Not starting.
I like that over even more.
Something called Anton Khudobin
starting. Yeah, he's not very good. All right, dude, Cincinnati getting 3.5 at Temple. I don't think people realize how good the Cincinnati team is. That's one line that I'm looking at right now.
Yeah, I kind of like that one too. That's on my watch list for sure. I'm with you. Cincinnati's been kind of undervalued all season long. I do think they're pretty solid.
I also think if UH can do to East Carolina what they did, Central Florida can do a lot worse than that. And that number's down to 21. So I'll be looking at that game as well. Let's see. I'm trying to find some other games. Michigan, Michigan State. Michigan minus 7.5 at Michigan State.
Man, I mean, I'd love to just say slam dunk Michigan, but they just Michigan State plays them so well. Michigan State's confident right now. It's a pass for me. Like I said, I think Michigan's going to keep rolling, but I can't. I'm not going to give 7.5 right here.
All right, Ohio State minus 13 at Purdue.
Another pass, probably.
Yeah, me too.
I don't think this is a great spot for Ohio State, but they're so much better than Purdue. It's hard to imagine them.
Yeah, Alabama minus 29 at Tennessee. With Tua limping around a little bit, I'm not so sure that I feel as confident in Alabama.
I mean,
covering.
How much did Tua play last week? And they're against bad teams, I don't know that it matters too much. It didn't matter last week against. I don't want to say a bad Missouri team, a bad defensive Missouri team, though.
They barely covered that game, though. Let's not act like they ran away and hid the way they usually do.
But, barely covering is better than what they've done the last 3 weeks, which is not cover. So I think that this is the week before the LSU game. It's probably now, granted, they have a week off, sort of. It's because the LSU game's on a Friday. So they have a long week between this game and that one. But, yeah, I don't know that Alabama's going to be giving it their best shot with at LSU on deck.
Two outs, bottom of the fifth, nobody on. Here's one. UH minus 12.5 at Navy. Give me Navy all day.
Yeah.
That is a tough place to play. And I know Navy's not as good, but
line's,
at home.
Line's rising, too.
Yeah, at home, they're much better. And I don't trust UH's defense to be able to get off the field against Navy.
Yeah.
So I'll be looking at Navy getting 12.5 there. Here's one. Florida International, better known as my personal ATM this year, minus 24 against Rice. Can't punch a ticket fast enough.
I can't either. Yeah, I think they roll. And they're at home.
Yeah, at Florida International.
And so Rice's quarterback, who... Is his last name really Stankovic? It looks like Savage, but it's Stank. It's like they put a Stank in Avage. It's like someone took their Tom Savage jersey and defaced it and made it Stankovic. But he might not even play. If Rice's backup quarterback is somehow worse than him, oh boy, 24.
You know,
that could be first half.
Maybe they shouldn't have chased off JT Granato.
Maybe not.
I'm just saying. But yeah, that's a. I'm all over Florida International. I've already punched one ticket. I'm sure I will punch more as the week goes on. How about this? UCLA finally gets a win, and now they're a 7-point favorite against Arizona.
Well, with Khalil Tate out, I don't know what to make of Arizona. That's a pass for me. I don't want to bet on UCLA.
Yeah, I don't trust them yet. How about Fresno minus 14 at New Mexico?
I love it.
They're a cover machine, right? They
Fresno's
did it again last week.
A monster, week. And I've been telling people all year long, get on this Fresno wagon. And New Mexico is not a good football team. I think Fresno blows them out, even on the road.
Here's another team that we both rode last week that I'm looking at Oregon getting 3 from Washington State.
It's a weird situation.
I mean, that's a tough place to play.
No doubt.
And they're coming off a tough game. But
Oregon at this point still has national championship aspirations. I know it's an outside shot. But they're the only team in the Pac-12 with any shot. So if they run the table and some things fall their way, Oregon could get into the playoff. I can't imagine they're going to let a middle-of-the-road Washington State team trip them up, even in a tough road game.
Leach is so good up there, though, in that building. But I'm looking at Oregon there getting 3 points. About Washington minus 15.5 against Colorado?
Yeah. I don't know. My big question is if Miles Gaskin's going to play. He was banged up last week, and they kind of had to go running back by committee. I don't want to have any money on Washington without Gaskin out there. So it's probably a pass for me unless at some point during this week they say, oh, he's good to go. He's going to play. He's 100%.
Cal burned the hell out of us last week, but
yes,
they're only 6.5 at Oregon State.
Yeah, and Oregon State with a banged-up quarterback. You're right. I did get burned last week. That's why I haven't pushed a button on this game yet.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's crying for you to do it, especially inside
really
of a touchdown, right?
Yeah.
Florida State minus 10.5 against Wake Forest. Does that do anything for you?
No, I don't know what Florida State is still.
How about Nebraska is favored over Minnesota?
They were favored, or no? They were slight underdogs last week. Yeah, Nebraska's gonna win a game.
Yeah,
you know, I just don't know when it's gonna be or how it's gonna happen because they're horrible. But you can start to see Martinez. They're getting a little bit of better quarterback play out of him. They're not going to have Trey Bryant, which is a bummer for them. But yeah, I'm not betting against Nebraska right here. I think this is one of the last winnable games left on their schedule, and they're really not trying to go over.
I don't know what number they could put on Connecticut for me to bet on them, but South Florida
it ain't 32.5,
33.5 now.
Yeah, it ain't that. I don't think much of South Florida.
Yeah, I don't either.
Connecticut has consistently been ranked second from the bottom in my power ratings this year. They're really, really horrible, and I don't imagine they can hang with that team. Another team that's really low in my power ratings that you may be able to catch a good number on or against this week is Texas State. Texas State's awful, and Louisiana Monroe, last I looked, was 10.5.
Yeah, Monroe's pretty good.
They're not bad.
Yeah. I'm seeing 11 on that one.
I'd give 11.
Yeah, I think I would too. Here's an interesting one. North Texas, which started off so great, is -1 at UAB. I kind of like UAB there.
UAB's tough,
man. That's a good football team.
Yeah, I agree.
It's a home game. So,
and if I'm not mistaken, did that number open at UAB -1 and now it's UAB
It opened one? UAB -1.5 and is now North Texas -1.
Yeah.
So that's moved all the way through.
Yeah. I like North Texas, but I don't think I like them more than UAB at home.
Clemson 16.5 against NC State.
Pass, although Clemson coming off a bye, they should. I mean, North Carolina State's that coming
looks
off a
like,
bye.
Bregman has knocked one into the corner. Will that get the run in? It looks like
for
it will.
Sure.
And
died at the wall.
We are tied.
Tie ball game.
Look who comes through again.
That's what they get for pitching to that guy. I don't know why you would.
They pitched around him for pretty much the entire series. This time they throw him. He throw him one, and he hammers it into the corner.
I'm wondering if that's going to be scored a hit. That can't be an error. That was too hot leash.
I didn't even see it. I just saw it once it was past the
into the outfield. I just saw it going into the outfield, so I can't comment until I actually see it.
It was hit pretty hardly. That's an error.
That's an error. That's an error.
No, he had to come in because of an injury, I think. So
Nunez
Devers. Yeah.
And Devers is in. Well, is there two outs?
Yeah, there was two outs.
I was going to say, that should have been a double play, but they didn't even need a double play. That's like an easy grounder, though. I mean, hit hard, but you're a major
leaguer.
Damn
it, Gurriel, you're supposed to make him pay for that. He grounds out. So the inning's over, but
2-2.
Tied at 2, so there you go. Old Dominion, +5 at Western Kentucky. Western Kentucky's not awful. Old Dominion is. That's another team I've been fading all year, and it works.
So every week there's a game, and people will go, this number is crazy. And the game this week that I think is unanimously, people are going to say, this number's crazy. It's free money. I kind of felt that way about the Central Florida line last week. Like, it felt too good to be true. And so it was a stay away for me.
Yeah.
LSU -6.5 at home against Mississippi State.
I'm with you.
I know everyone's going to say, LSU's going to roll these guys. And
it feels like they should, but
they probably should. But again, like I just said, Alabama coming up, LSU, they've played some physical games the last couple weeks.
Yeah, but if you're going to have a letdown, this will be the spot.
No, sandwiched between Florida, Georgia, and Alabama, this is a total letdown spot. I don't think I'll bet Mississippi State unless I get on the right side of 7. But I'm definitely staying away from LSU this week, and I caution you to do the same.
Yeah, I'm with you. Because that is, as Granato would call it, a queer line.
Yeah.
Hawaii -3 at home against Nevada. I'm taking that one hard.
You like Hawaii?
I love Hawaii at home. And since they've changed offenses, I mean, they got their ass kicked by BYU, but that you could see that coming. But that's a good football team. And I think, you know, Nevada's not bad. But, again, that trip is worth – home field for Hawaii on my computer is worth 8 points.
Okay.
So, you
that's
know
– that'll be the latest game. I think the second latest game will be San Diego State again. And I bet on San Jose last week against Army.
Wow. You actually bet on San Jose?
And it was a horrible decision that I made.
Are you going on San Diego State
this
time?
I'll be on San Diego State. Yeah, San Diego State's another team that I like. They're kind of like that Fresno. I've rode them to some money this year, so I'm going to keep riding them to some money.
Yeah, I'm with you. I like them. San Jose is the UConn of the West.
Yeah.
Basically, they're just terrible. They lost an FCS team earlier this year and not even close. So.
What's the number on Utah USC?
Utah minus 6.5.
At Utah, right?
At Utah.
I'll go U.
Yeah, I think it's one of those. I'll play USC at home and I'll play whoever they're playing on the road.
They're almost like Texas. You if they're a favorite, if there's a plus by their name, you want to ride them. If there's a minus by their name, you want to fade them. It's a simple game.
Yeah, if USC's on the road, go the other way. At home, you bet them. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We come back. We'll go through the NFL. See what might be up there. And 2-2 Astros. So we'll take a quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, and Jose Smith has just come in for the Astros and given up a long bomb to left, so it's now 3-2 Red Sox.
Steve Pierce.
Yeah, we call him Joe. But
missed a chicken pole.
No, but it went on the railroad track, so that's what we call a bomb.
Yeah. That was a well-struck ball.
It was very Pujols-like.
In golf, they would call that a well-struck shot.
Surprised they took out Keuchel.
He was kind of laboring, it seemed like, although he kind of picked it up, but he pitched enough early in the game that I'm not really surprised they moved on from him, but I don't know that they made the right call on who to bring in.
But, well, we'll find out.
Yep.
Let's look at some NFL lines.
Let's do that.
Broncos are minus 1.5.
84 pitches, by the way, for Keuchel.
I might have left him in for another inning, but I'm not going to fault A.J. Hinch. He knows what he's doing. Broncos minus 1.5 at Arizona.
I looked at this line, I mean, for about 20 minutes this morning. They
were plus 2.5, and it went all the way to minus 1.5.
Yeah, I don't know what to think. I have no feel for what Denver is. I'm pretty sure they're bad.
I think Denver has some talent, but I think they're one of the more poorly coached teams in the league.
Yeah, and I'm crazy. I don't think I'll put money on it, but I'm leaning to Arizona here.
I'm kind of with you, especially home game, short week.
Yeah.
Broncos coming off a tough game against the Rams. There's a lot to like about. Well, there's not a lot to like about Arizona.
Well, not only that, but the Broncos coming off a game where they worked their asses off to get back in that game.
Yeah, get that.
Just to get the balloon popped.
Cover.
Yeah. Just to get the balloon popped.
I hate you, Wade Phillips. Chargers minus 6.5 at home against, well, it's not at home, it's in London.
In London.
Yeah, against the Titans. I don't.
If this were in LA, I'd be all over the Chargers. Not that they have some sort of home field advantage. I just don't know how the London travel will affect them. It always freaks me out.
West Coast teams especially.
But
playing at 8:30 in the morning.
But neutral site, I think the Chargers are 6.5 points better than the Titans.
Yeah, if it weren't in England, I would be pounding the Chargers here.
Yeah.
I'm just a little worried about that trip. Patriots minus 3.5 at Bear.
Yeah, let's move past 3. I wanted it at 3. I'll probably take New England still, but
yeah, it opened 2.5. I wish I'd got it at that.
I mean, The Bears are, they're okay, but, I mean, they didn't even look really that good defensively. They let Brock Osweiler torch them. If Brock Osweiler is going to torch you,
yeah,
I got bad news.
Yeah, I got two words for you.
Although,
suck.
I'll tell you, a guy who's going to give give New England a lot of problems is Tariq Cohen. Running backs out of the backfield have just torched the
Patriots.
Yeah,
he's kind of a poor man's Tariq Hill, the way they use him, and he'll get open.
He's a less domestic violent Tariq Hill.
Yeah, and probably not as explosive either. I really thought the Bears had turned a corner, and last week was a big step back. So I'm not sure what to make of them. I just know that I'll take the Patriots and probably feel pretty good about it. Browns plus 3 at Tampa.
I think I'll take the Browns here. I've been fading Brown.
I have
fading
too.
Brown. I think I'm on the UPS truck here.
And what can Brown the Browns do for you? I think I'm with you 100%. Ordinarily, I'd be like, I'm not buying Brown. But definitely not buying Buccaneer.
What's the total you're showing now?
50.
Yeah, I'll take over 50.
I'll take over on that too. Dolphins at home minus 4.
Even though your boy Kansas City Joe told me I was making a huge mistake betting against the Browns last week, because the Browns have one of the 10 best defenses in the NFL.
Not my boy.
That's your buddy.
No,
I blocked him on Twitter.
You probably did a good thing.
He's a weird dude.
He's one of only two people I've unblocked. I've regretted unblocking him.
Yeah,
the other guy I haven't regretted, but him I've regretted. Dolphins minus 4 at home against Lion.
I think I'll take the Lions here.
I mean, depends if it's Osweiler again, especially. But I just don't know what to make of the Lions. I'm staying away from this game.
Coming off a bye week. I like them. They're off a bye week. Miami's off of overtime. I'll take the Lions.
Yeah, I think what most people don't understand is we're talking about Lions. This isn't a competition. We're giving opinions on what we're going to bet. If you bet something different, that's great. That's certainly your opinion. That doesn't make you a genius or us an idiot, or us a genius and you an idiot. So I think that's part of the problem there. Eagles minus 5 at home against Panthers. Panthers get 2 fumbles from that kid. Mm-hmm. Or they probably win that game. I know the Eagles looked good last week, but that was the Giants. I might take Panther here getting 5.
Eagles and Panthers both fall into the category of I'm not sure what they really are yet.
Yeah.
And I don't know why I don't have a good feel for either of those teams. The Redskins also fall into that category.
Yeah, to me, that's why I couldn't play that game last week. It's just they're all teams I don't have a feel for.
Yeah. Even Dallas, to an extent, falls into that category for me. So, yeah, it's a stay away from me.
I think I have Dallas totally clocked now.
Do you?
Yeah. I'm playing them at home, and I'm not playing them on the road.
And it may not be a bad call.
Yeah. And
They're on the road this week.
Yep. And against another team that I don't really have a good feel for, but we'll get to that. Colts minus 7.5 against the Bills.
I can't, in good conscience, give those points.
I want to bet the Colts, but I keep wanting to bet the Colts, and they keep burning me.
If Nathan Peterman's out there, it's hard not to. I mean, Josh Allen's out. I honestly think the Bills' best chance is to start Derek Anderson. If they do that, maybe.
I'll take the Bills if they start Derek Anderson.
I think I would too, but if Nathan Peterman is out there, I can't bet on the Bills.
Chiefs minus 6 against Bengals. I know they're coming off the big Sunday night game. This is another Sunday night game, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I like the Chiefs here a lot. I think they're gonna.
How often does that happen? You're on Sunday night back-to-back weeks.
Didn't this one get flexed? Wasn't this supposed to be somebody else?
Yeah, but isn't it weird that they would flex? I mean, a team that we just saw on Sunday night.
What else would you?
New Orleans, Baltimore.
Maybe.
I mean,
but that's in that 3:05 window, which I'm not sure. I'm not sure you can move those because there's only so many of them.
They need to stop doing that. All the games early.
Who was it that they moved? It's somebody that I don't remember.
It was probably Houston, Jacksonville.
No, it wasn't that. Thank God. But I'm sure somebody can tell me on the text line. But
it might have been Rams Niners.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was the Niners because they. But that's in the 3:25 window too. Well, it is now. Would have to be because it's after San Francisco. So yeah, I love the Chiefs here.
I do too. It's kind of a queer line. I'm not sure why it's only 6. I think the Bengals maybe still being overvalued a little bit. But I do think Joe Mixon's going to he's gonna be able to run on that Chiefs team. I think that you're looking at a pretty high-scoring game. But, yeah, I lean Chiefs.
Do you see where the what the over is? It opened at 47. It's 58.5. I don't think I've ever seen one move that much.
It opened at 47?
Yeah. And it's up
that
to 58.5.
Right. That's
got to
be a misprint.
No, I'm looking at the I'm looking at the pregame because it keeps track of where it moved from. Yeah, there's a big line going up on that.
Well, that's wild. Yeah, so, I can't imagine. I can't imagine any sensible bookmaker would have opened that at 47. But you know, it's their money.
Yeah, well, it's not going to be for long. Vikings -3.5 at Jets. Give me the Vikings. I keep fading the Jets, and they keep bending me over. But I think the Vikings are actually good enough to go in there and take care of business.
Yeah. What is it? What do you got? -3.5.
3.5. Yeah, I'd like it better at 3, but.
I lean that way too. I think the Vikings are going to figure it out eventually. This seems like the right time to start.
Jaguar -4.5 against Texans. I see one of two things here.
I see under 42 or whatever.
Yeah, 42.5. That number's come down from 44. I see one of two things here. I see that the Jaguars continue to play like garbage and somehow the Texans pull out a win, or I see the Jaguars winning it by 3 or 4 touchdowns. So I might play Jaguars -4.5 and just leave it at that, and if the Texans win, they win.
I mean it's so hard for me to even get excited for these kind of games anymore. It's just bad football. It's going to be bad football. Well, and what sucks is that's what I'm gonna have to watch at noon on Sunday.
Well, that's life. That's what you get for living in Houston.
Damn it,
move to Boston. Ravens -2.5 at home against the Saints.
Man, I don't have a good feel for this game. I think this is going to be the game of the week. I think you're looking at a great offensive team against a great defensive team. I tend to lean Baltimore because I think it's going to be a lower scoring game than what we've been seeing out of the Saints. And if it's low scoring, it obviously favors the Ravens. But I don't think I want to bet against Drew Brees right now.
Yeah, I'll take the Saints here getting 2.5. And here's something you've probably never heard me say. I'll take Saints under 49.5.
Yeah, I like the under.
Yeah.
But I figured if you liked the under, you would like the Ravens. If you like the, I mean, the over, obviously.
The spread's not big enough for that to be a factor. But I just think
about, like, the style of game it would be if it's an under game.
I think the Saints can win a 24-14 game against this team very easily. I think they're going to score points on the Ravens. And, you know, the question is, can Flacco do enough offensively to match him? And while I don't think the Saints are going to put up 38,
yeah,
I think they can put up 21-24, and that's going to be enough to win the game. And that's still going to be an under. Redskins -1.5 against the Cowboys.
Again, this game, kind of like that, kind of like the Philly Carolina game. I don't know. I mean, I guess I thought I had a feel on Washington, and then they just got wrecked by the Saints. So I'm not sure where I'm at with them. I'm kind of with you, though, that I tend to lean against Dallas on the road. So it'd probably be Redskins or nothing.
If you make me bet it, I'd take the Redskins. I'm probably going to pass on this one. Rams -9.5 at 49er. I'll take Ram here.
I think the Rams, too.
Especially 49ers coming off last night.
Yeah, a tough loss.
Yeah.
You know, they fought hard to they could have won that game.
Yeah.
That's kind of a gut-wrenching loss, and we've seen a couple of those.
Okay, we're on to the bottom of the sixth, 3-2 Red Sox.
Can Bregman bat again this inning? Will they let him bat every inning, or no? Is that against the rules of baseball?
Yeah.
That sucks when he doesn't bat.
It's too bad you can't trot him up there every inning.
Those innings don't feel like you've got a chance to score.
No, because you don't. Unfortunately. All right, let's go to my man, Lawyer Dave, who is. Guys, if you need a lawyer, there's only one guy to call. It's my man, Dave. And if you've been in any kind of accident, Dave, tell them what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to call you.
That's right, Fred. Any type of accident, anywhere, call me, Lawyer Dave, Houston Lawyer, 713-626-8900.
Yeah, memorize that number because I get people on Twitter all the time saying, hey, how do I get in touch with Lawyer Dave? And I always tell them, 713-626-8900, or they can follow you on Twitter at Lawyer Dave.
That's right. In fact, I finally got my Twitter handle correct. It's tweet me at Lawyer Dave Law.
Ah.
I'm coming to the 21st century. Or call me at 713-626-8900.
Yeah, well,
won't cost you a penny. The consultations are all free. When we win together, we get paid. Otherwise, you don't owe me anything.
All right, well, let's pretend for a moment that I've been in an accident and I can't afford to go to a doctor. What are you going to do for me?
Well, we're going to help you get the medical treatment without any money up front. We've got doctors all over the area and in other cities, too, to help the folks that don't have insurance or don't have money to come out of pocket or pay deductibles even, get the treatment they need to get themselves better and back to good health and back to work and whatever.
And you know what? Let's pretend for a minute I'm in Beaumont and I make that call. You're going to help me, right?
You bet. You bet I will. We've got people in Beaumont that can help folks get medical treatment. We've got familiarity with the courts over there. I've got a case pending over there now, at least one or probably more. We settled a case for one of our blitzers yesterday for a guy that lives in the Golden Triangle area. You bet we'll go over there. We love that part of the Texas.
All right. Well, if you need a lawyer at all, just make that call, because if he can't help, he's going to tell you. And it doesn't cost anything. It's 713-626-8900 or on Twitter at Lawyer Dave Law. What do they need to do, Dave?
Better dial Dave, 713-626-8900.
All right. That's my man, Dave.
Warehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Still 3-2 Red Sox. We're in the bottom of the sixth. Two outs and, well, it's about to be three outs because Carlos Correa is up.
Oh, come on. He's so good in batting practice, though.
He's hitting 156 in the postseason, which is about what he did over the and he's just not even close to that curveball. So 2-2 on him. But I just feel like whenever he's up, it's an automatic, well, him or Reddick, it's an automatic out. And I feel like unless the top of the order's up, they're not going to score a run right now. But hopefully they'll prove me wrong. Did you see your Raiders are thinking about trading Amari Cooper?
Yeah. Well, listen, I mean, I don't have a lot of nice things to say about Amari Cooper at this point. But
did he just get a single to right?
I don't know. It looks that way.
Yeah, because they're still on the field. Apologies to Carlos Correa.
I just don't know that. I don't know that you're going to get anything out of him that's going to change the fortune of your team right now.
No, and
if
fact,
you get a first rounder for him,
you're not getting a first rounder.
I don't think
for him.
So.
Okay,
yeah.
That's another error. That's on Pierce. So safe on an error. Yeah, you're stupid if you think you're getting a first-round pick for the guy. Yeah, what team is going to do that? I mean, the only team that would probably do that is the Raiders.
Yeah.
Maybe the Bengals would do something like that. I don't know. But, I mean, I like the guy, but he's also had issues. You can't give up a first-round pick for him. And if you're the Raiders, are you just going to sell off everybody? Is that the plan?
Apparently so. And just try to reset. From what I understand, John Gruden isn't crazy about Derek Carr. He's looking to burn this whole thing down, which if I were a Raiders ownership, I'd say, listen, here's what you're stuck with. You're stuck with Derek Carr because we just gave him a ton of money. Can you do the job if he's your quarterback? And if you say no, I would just be like, okay, well, you're not our guy.
But that's a question you should have asked before you hired John Gruden.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That would have been like in the interview. I would have said, hey, you can have control of the roster with one exception. We just gave Derek Carr franchise quarterback money. We need you to work with him. Can you do that? Yes or no?
I need my Lance Erline impression of Gruden. This kid, you know. But I, you know, obviously they've given this guy free reign to do whatever the hell he wants. So I guess if you're tearing it down, you're at least committed. But you know, I had my doubts about this when they hired him. And I know everybody hears him on TV and think, oh, this guy's going to be great. But he hasn't coached in forever. And he wasn't very good when he got fired at the end. And, you know, it's like why everybody wants Bill Cowher. Well, Bill Cowher hasn't coached in forever. The game's changed enough that, you know, a lot of times it passes these guys by. And that may be the case here. I mean, because I think they have enough talent to be competitive, and they really haven't been. So 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Man, a couple other stories that I wanted to get into. Did you see what Rex Ryan said about the Jaguars?
No.
I think he's trying to fire him up for your Texans. But he was on, I don't know what Get Up is. I guess that's, is that Greeny show?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah.
He says, first.
Isn't there one called Europe?
What?
Isn't there one called Europe, too?
I don't.
No, that's in Europe.
No. Oh, maybe yeah. That's what it is. Yeah. Okay.
And then there's a Spanish one where Deontay Wilder punches mascots.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Yeah. But here's what Rex had to say. First off, this defense is, they're not a fraud, but you're not exactly the steel curtain back in the day. You've given up 70 points, so it's easy. We all point fingers at Blake Bortles, me especially. I can't stand the way he plays. But this defense is so overrated, it's not even funny. And you know, Saxonville. Well, we know why they get all their sacks. Because they play the Titans twice, the Colts twice, and the Texans twice.
Yeah.
That'll get you 50 sacks right there. None of those teams can protect the quarterback. Fair. That's fair.
That is fair.
None of those teams can protect the quarterback. I don't understand why Tennessee can't. I would take Tennessee's offensive line in a heartbeat when healthy.
Yeah, but they gave up 11.
I know. I mean, you can't tell me. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I know they've got some injury problems, but that line should not be that bad. And again, Mariota did the same thing Watson did, which was hold on to the ball a little too long at the time. So, I mean, some of those were on him. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, we'll see. We'll see Sunday. I think Jacksonville's defense will look a lot better against this Texans offense, especially that offensive line. And, you know, I think the whole Jalen Ramsey versus DeAndre Hopkins thing will be a lot of fun.
Oh, I do too.
And it usually is when those two get together. But, you know, that's one thing. They can kind of take away some of those weapons. And I think they'll get after the quarterback. But they have given up 70 points, but one of them was to the Chiefs, who were at home.
They put points up on everybody.
Yeah. And, frankly, the Cowboys had a really good game plan and played really well, and that game got out of hand in a hurry.
Yeah.
I don't know that the Texans can do what either of those teams have done the last couple of weeks, especially if Deshaun is hurt, which he appears to be.
Yeah.
So, we'll see. But, yeah, a defense can have a bad couple of weeks and still be a good defense. I kind of think that might be the case here.
Yeah, I'm not ready to just throw them out with the bathwater. That's a pretty good team.
I will throw the bathwater out, though.
Yeah, because bathwater, it's gross.
It is disgusting, especially used bathwater.
But not, you don't throw out the baby. That's illegal.
There's a baby?
In the bathtub.
Oh, how'd the baby get in the bathtub?
It was getting a bath, Fred. That's what you do with babies. You bathe them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought you fed them and then cleaned their diapers when they crapped.
And then what do you think happens at the end of the day before you put the baby to bed?
Don't drink the bathwater.
Bathe it, and it plays with a rubber ducky.
Oh, okay. That's what it is.
And you use no tears shampoo.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Do you use Johnson's baby powder on the baby?
No.
Okay.
I was a Boudreaux's butt cream guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, when's the last time you had a baby, Fred? Jeez, you're so out of touch.
It's been 18 years. Mm. Yeah, I'm a little out of touch. I don't know. I tried not to deal with that stuff when I was when I had little kids.
If Twitter's telling the truth, it looks like Nate Eovaldi is going to be done for the day, which, if you're the Astros, that's probably like a sigh of relief because he's done a pretty good job with this lineup today.
He's been good. Wow. He's been good. And Astros are struggling a little bit, but hey, they've got three at-bats left to do something. But that's assuming they can hold Boston down here.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you know. Well, we'll see what happens.
We shall see what happens, Fred. You know what I can tell you should be happening? You should be saving money on your homeowner's insurance. All of you should, because you're all paying more than you think you are, first of all, and you're all paying more than you need to be paying. If you own your home, you need to listen up. I know it's been a pain to shop for a better deal on your insurance policy. It's not easy. It's not fun. Used to take hours to get a reliable quote. Then someone made it 15 minutes to save a few percent. But Bill Advisor's new system is even faster, and you're probably going to save a bunch of money. They're going to deliver you a firm insurance quote in just 15 seconds using nothing but a text message. Grab your phone now and check out this magic. Text the word MONEY to 23-23-23. They'll ask for your address. You send that back. You'll get a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. And that's not like the final offer. You can add coverage. You can, I mean, they'll work with you for what you want to do. But it's a good estimate of what they can do for you. And the savings are real, guys. The average homeowner saving over $790 a year. Real coverage with real savings real fast. It's 2018. Who has 15 minutes to sit around and wait for an insurance quote anymore? Bill Advisor finds you savings in seconds. It's the new way to shop and save big on your home insurance. One more time, text MONEY to 232323 and get your home insurance quote from Bill Advisor.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Hey, guys, get your pub crawl tickets. Been telling you about it now all week, which is Monday and Tuesday. But it's Saturday, so get involved. Hey, before we get to Hey Man Bleep, that I might ask, how do you feel about Jalen Ramsey being all mouth and then totally folding after being humiliated? Listen, I love that guy as a player. I find it refreshing that he opens his mouth a little bit. But if you're going to talk bleep and you get your ass kicked, you gotta face it.
Gotta own it.
You gotta own up.
Richard Sherman used to do that.
Yeah, yeah. So I'd like to see him own up to it a little better. All right, let's do a Hey Man Bleep That. I have a two-parter.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Sure.
It's one of the reasons why I don't really do Twitter conversations anymore. In part because even when you tell somebody they're right, it's never enough.
Right.
They have to, you know, you have to just like fall on your sword and say you're a complete idiot or something. Well, this is kind of related. I was sitting on my balcony, a little vape pen the other day. Guy walks by and asks, are you a registered voter? Or are you going to vote for this guy?
Okay.
And I'm not going to tell you who, just say you're going to vote for this guy. In order to get rid of him, I basically said, yeah, my wife and I are both planning to vote for him. Thanks for stopping by. Well, have you thought about early voting? No, I don't want to do early voting. I'm going to vote on because I need time to research all these other races.
Right.
Well, if you're voting for him, can you talk? Dude, take yes for a freaking answer. I told you I was voting for your guy. Get the bleep off my lawn.
Now, are you actually going to vote for him, or is it a...
No, it's somebody I'm actually going to vote for.
Okay.
But the thing is, stop trying to over-convince me.
Right.
I told you I'm voting for the guy. Thank you for stopping by. Yeah,
please leave.
Good day, sir. Yeah.
Well,
so to him I say...
Let me...
Hey, man, f*** that.
Let me make a guess.
I don't want to talk about who I'm voting for.
Okay.
So please don't even try.
Okay, I'll talk to you about it off air. But yeah. I have a feeling why that's happening, because there are parties out there that... voters don't show up on voting day, so they're trying desperate tactics.
And that's fine, but if I tell you what I'm doing, I don't want to have any more conversation. Now you're pissing me off to the point where I'm not even going to go vote.
I get it.
So.
Oh, did you have another one?
No, that was it. It was the two-parter. It started with the Twitter.
Okay.
It's basically people can't accept victory, so bleep them. If you can't take the fact that, okay, I've already said I'm doing this, then don't bother coming by my damn house.
Hey, do you believe in climate change? Do you believe that global warming is real?
I do believe that the atmosphere is changing and that we need to do something about it, yes.
Okay.
I also believe that the world's only 6,000 years old and there were no dinosaurs.
Great.
And that's who I'm voting for. Just
kidding. Oh, great. Okay.
I was joking!
We need to figure something out soon because beer drinkers... maybe paying more and finding less of their favorite beverage as climate change is destroying barley. Scientists expect that extreme droughts and heat waves will become more frequent and intense in the regions that grow barley. And it could, I mean, obviously that's turned into malt for beer.
Right.
It could potentially double the price of beer The price of a single pint of beer in Ireland, for example, could rise by $4.84.
It's probably crap beer in Ireland.
$4.52 in Italy. This one's bad for you. $4.34 in Canada. And Americans could see beer prices rise up to $1.94, like $1.94 raise, and given the circumstances with this barley. So let's fix climate change immediately and save beer prices. Can we all agree on that?
Well, let me just kind of throw a little water on this.
Oh, boy. I wish you'd throw some water on the barley crop.
Well, my family has some farmland that's not going to be as affected by this, that grows a lot of barley. I'm going to make a little more money off of that.
All right. So, yeah, doesn't help me any.
I know it doesn't help you.
So to that and to Fred, I say, hey, man, that.
Yeah, I just had some bad traffic incidents again today. And 45 coming in into work. I was trying to meet the Astros guy before 9 a.m. because he had a thing that he has. I guess he was going on TV to do some last-minute pushes for merchandise and whatnot. I left around 8:15. Didn't get to Minute Maid until close to 9:20. And then coming into work... coming into work on Westheimer, made the mistake of taking the Westheimer exit, knowing damn well that there's a bunch of road closures. And I'm guessing I'm saying this to myself because I should have known better. And to myself, I say, hey, man, fuck that.
Jong, if you're coming from downtown, especially Minute Maid, you just hop on Hamilton straight to 59. You take 59 in. You take the Chimney Rock exit. You're here.
I'll be honest. Sometimes I don't even want to mess with 59. I'll take Westheimer in.
The problem with Westheimer is it's depending on the time of day. If the traffic gets bad where it's down to one lane there, it can take an extra 20 minutes.
Like I'm saying, if I'm coming for our show, like if I'm coming, if I'm downtown before the show and I need to be here around 2:30, 3 o'clock.
Usually it's okay there. Oh, there's a couple of schools there that you run into going down Westheimer. I actually, if you're going to avoid 59, Richmond's usually the better option.
Okay.
Just for future reference.
Well, I also don't want to buy new tires every time I drive. So.
Yeah, well, hell, Westheimer's a mess, too. All right. That's going to wrap it up. Astros still trailing 3-2, and they're bottom of the seventh now. So maybe.
Tune in to 94.1. Hear what happens.
Yeah, go listen to 94.1 the rest of the way. And then when that's done, you can come check out Patrick Creighton. Jong Lee, great job today. AJ Hoffman, great job today. So far, Red Sox doing a good job, too. I didn't suck today. We'll do it again tomorrow. Till then, stay sports, you bitches.
ESPN 97.5.